I'm home. Oh, there you are. Grab this. Thank you, love. Another long day. But I do have good news. Love? What is that I smell? Did you cook dinner already? Oh, I don't deserve you. It feels good to sit and just relax. Well, what happened today? Well, I finally landed that promotion I've had my eyes on. Originally, I wanted us to go out for dinner today, but it looks like you already took care of that. This is really good. Everything you make is really good. You know, sometimes I think that I should learn to cook, but if I did that, then I wouldn't be able to enjoy your cooking as often. It's a tough decision, huh? Oh, you love to cook for mistress. Just what did I do to deserve you? Hey, wait, love, did you eat yet? No? What? This won't do. You know that mistress doesn't like hearing that you aren't taking care of yourself. You really make mistress worry too often. Come here. Scoot over. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm gonna feed you some of this wonderful food you made me. No, no buts. Now. Say ah. Good boy. Stop trying to lick mistress's fingers. You are such a needy boy. There'll be time for that later. You made more than enough for both of us. Just let mistress feed you. That was really good, love. Oh, you have a bit stuck there. Clean it up. No, not there. Wait. I got it. Don't blush. If you can't look after yourself, the mistress will have to help you. Well, I guess since you've done something amazing for mistress today, you know I love your cooking. So I've decided that I'm going to reward you for all your hard work. Although now that I think about it, I reward you far too often now. You've really gotten good at this. You know what I like better than I do sometimes. I haven't given you any punishment, and I don't even remember the last time it happened. All right. Come here. You like that? Do you like when I kiss your neck? Your whole body shivers. Do you need it that bad? Do you need your mistress's touch? I love the way you shiver at my warm breath and expose more of your neck. Maybe I'll have a bite of this soft neck and leave you some nice marks for everyone to see. Wouldn't you like that? Or maybe you prefer a suck on your neck until it turns a deep purple. Leave you a nice hickey that you wouldn't even try to cover, because you love it when everybody sees it. You would like that, right? You want the whole world to know that you are all mine. That's what I want too, love. As much as I love marking your delicate neck, I want your lips. Now. Come, straddle your mistress. Now, bring those sweet, sweet lips over here. I love the way your eyes beam with need whenever I pull away. tell you, mistress, what you want. Oh, that's so sweet. Love, you know that mistress will give you whatever you want, as long as you ask for it. But she loves to hear you beg for it, too. Love, did I say you could put your tongue in my mouth? Oh, I know you love it. It makes you feel closer to mistress, doesn't it? But you didn't ask. You just took advantage of mistress. Should I punish you? Or maybe you want to be punished, naughty boy? Your frantic apologies. It makes it all the more endearing. It reminds me of when we met. I was across the room minding my own business. You kept throwing these long stares at me whenever I'd catch you. You would just look away and pretend you hadn't been staring. But I suppose, in a way, your stares are the best thing that's happened to both of us. If it wasn't for those long stares of yours, who knows? Would I have even met you? No. That is a scary thought, isn't it, love? Oh, but I shouldn't be thinking about that right now. I should be thinking of how to punish you. Oh, you thought you could escape that easily. I'll need some time to think about it. Maybe you should think about ways to please, mistress. I was thinking of ways I could punish you, but if you didn't have my touch for so long, you'd go despondent. Honestly, I couldn't bear to see my sweet, sweet boy sulking without my touch. I've decided that there is no punishment for today. There isn't much of a difference between a punishment and reward when it comes to you anyway. Because you love everything mistress does to you. You're purring like a little kitten. This is your favorite spot, isn't it? Straddling your mistress and nuzzling your head into my neck. You're in a good mood today, love. Though I suppose you're always in a good mood when I let you climb all over me. What would a lost boy like you do without his mistress? All right. Stop buttering me up. I know you have a request. What is it, love? Yep. Tomorrow is Friday. Why are you bringing out those puppy dog eyes? Stay home. The day after I get a huge promotion. I don't know if that's a good idea, love. Tell you what, love. I can't stay home tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. But I promise that we can spend all of Saturday together. It'll be the perfect date. I know. It is what we usually do. But here's a surprise. You get to plan the entire day. Every minute of it. So much control. More than you know what to do with, maybe. It is all up to you. If you do a good job, mistress might let you do it again. Sounds exciting, right? If you want to spend the whole day in bed, we can do that too. Whatever you want. Yep. You'll be in charge for the whole day. Mistress will indulge in any request you bring her. Maybe you'll use it to have mistress spoil you for a whole day. That does sound pretty good. Or maybe you'll be even more adventurous. Maybe this sweet boy wants to take charge of his mistress. I'm just kidding. I know you like things this way. Enough about Saturday. It is still Thursday now. Right now, I own you. Come here. Naughty boy. You just love sucking on Mistress's tongue, don't you? Does it turn you on, knowing that every bit of you is mine? Another request? My, my. So many requests today. Maybe mistress is being too generous. Of course we can cuddle. You don't even have to ask, love. Just curl into me. Mistress will take care of it from there. I love having you snuggled up to me. Remember that above all else, I love you. You'll always be the most important to me. There will never be any secret between us, okay? I want us both to be comfortable to do whatever we like. But that's easy for us. We're practically made for each other. I'm starting to really enjoy being mistress. I know it took me a while to get into the role, but you love being my submissive, sweet thing, don't you? Always thinking about new ways to make me, to make a mistress happy. Oh, stop. You're doing your best to rub against me. This was meant to be a wholesome bonding moment. Screw it.